We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
It's not every day that you hear about a major network, a TV network, paying millions of dollars and apologizing to the president-elect. So this is a headline with real ramifications. And as you said, it stems from an episode of George Stephanopoulos' Sunday morning news program, where he was talking with a lawmaker, I think it was Nancy Mace, and they were talking about the E. Jean Carroll case. And George Stephanopoulos repeatedly used the word rape, saying Trump was found guilty of rape, liable of rape. Well, in fact, the accurate phrase to use is sexual abuse. That is what the New York court found. But because Stephanopoulos kept using that R word, rape, Trump filed a lawsuit. He filed a defamation suit. We've talked a lot in recent years about people using the courts trying to seek justice. Remember the Sandy Hook case against Alex Jones? Well, those defamation kinds of cases can also be filed by someone like the president-elect. So Trump filed a defamation suit. It was working its way through the courts. ABC was unable to get it thrown out initially. And actually, in the next few days, Trump was set to be deposed in the case, but ABC is avoiding going any further by settling. They're paying out $15 million plus $1 million in attorney's fees. They say this is going to go to a nonprofit, basically to Trump's future library. That's the idea. But maybe most importantly, Jessica, ABC is also apologizing, issuing a statement of regret. I'm just looking at my computer to get the exact wording here, but ABC is going to say, basically attach an editor's note to the website saying it regrets, and George regrets the statements. Meanwhile, an ABC spokesperson tells me they are pleased to have reached this settlement, but it is very notable. They are both paying out money to the president-elect and apologizing for the misstatements on the air.
Floodgates open. I mean, it's like parting the Red Sea. Come on, let's have a flood of, nuisance lawsuits. Let's do that. This is chilling free speech in America. That is what the effect of this settlement that ABC just entered into with Donald Trump. I've never, ever, ever seen a news organization not defend a defamation and or a libel slander lawsuit. I have never, ever seen that happen before. Okay, the whole premise of media organizations, when they are hit with nuisance lawsuits or lawsuits that claim defamation against a public figure, and Donald Trump is the most public of the public figures. He's about to be the president of the United States yet again. So he's a notorious public figure. He's a public figure. To the third he cubed. Okay, for people out there that understand math, I would not be one of them, but cubed, okay? And this is the first time I have ever seen a media organization cave in to paying off a person who claimed that they were defamed by the media organization, especially before any evidence is on the table. This was pre-deposition settlement. I have never seen that. And I guess I'm supposed to get used to seeing it. I don't know. Something has happened. And the thing that has happened is that people who do things like, I do for a living, but on a, listen, ABC, it's freaking Disney, okay? George Stephanopoulos is the senior political, guy over at ABC News. But if they're going after guys like this and the message is you could win before any evidence is on the table, meaning before depositions are even taken, before evidence is even, explored in a lawsuit. And it's crazy. I don't even want to go there. Okay, it doesn't matter. But it's a very, very, very well-respected law firm that I don't think was, amenable to doing it this way. I just can't believe that they said, yeah, this is the best road for you to take, ABC. I just think the client, ABC News, said, this is as far as we want to go. And I want you to drop the settlement papers. I've never seen it before. And people are going to think, they're going to think that somehow in this media environment where the media is trusted so little anymore, where people don't believe newspapers, people don't believe, people who are on ABC, NBC, CBS. He's suing 60 Minutes, you know. I have this bet. I still have this bet with Victor and Oregon that he'll pull a media license. He'll pull someone's license before, he's done, raking the media over the coals to the point where nobody is willing to talk about him. Nobody is willing. And I know people in this audience are like, yay, let's never talk about him. Well, I can see the beauty in it. I can see the beauty in never talking about him. I could see the beauty of never naming him. I could see the beauty of just referring to him as 45 times 2 or 47 or just a number. You know, I can see it. I really can't see it. But I'm telling you, the idea that he got away with this is going to, well, that he made money off of sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll. He literally made, remember, he was found by a jury to have sexually assaulted her, sexually abused her. Not by, here's the thing. In New York State, the definition of rape is very specific, having to do, you'll excuse me, having to do with penis inside vagina activities. And fingers inside vagina activities, which is what the jury found he did to her, is not technically New York State rape. Although the judge actually said after the fact that, if you thought that that's what happened here, you would be okay thinking that. And this is why they brought this nuisance suit, this slap suit, this, ridiculous. And that ABC caved in means he's emboldened. Donald Trump is emboldened. And he had today this, I get not talking about him is going to have to become a thing. Because who could afford to talk about him? Like, I certainly cannot afford to talk about him. I just, it's freaking me out that, talking about him could cost, what's really sick? George Stephanopoulos has to pay out of his pocket $1 million worth of the legal fees. Do you know that? It's so vile. It's so unbelievably, insidious and it's going to, it's going to replicate itself. It's like a news virus. He's going to try and get New York v. Sullivan, which is the standard that all defamation lawsuits must meet. This is why no defamation lawsuits against public figures ever really succeed. It's because the burden of proof is so monumental. You have to show that you knew the truth, but you willingly decided to overlook the truth that you knew to make lies, to tell lies, to spread lies. You willingly knew what the truth was and decided to set it aside to lie. That is called actual malice. And you have to prove that again if you're going to sue a public figure, which is why it almost never, ever, ever succeeds. In the case of the Sandy Hook families, which is what Brian Stelter is using to serve up as some example to, say, oh, it can happen. Yeah, it can happen when you have dead babies, when you have dead children, when you have dead six-year-olds. Speaking of which, must be Monday. We have, another school shooting, this one in Madison, Wisconsin, and I can't cover it because I don't want to lie. It wouldn't be actual malice. But when I first started looking at the teacher and the student and the shooter that are dead in a K-12 school called Abundant Life Christian, not so much on any of those scores. Abundant Life, no. Christian, no. Questionable. But when I first started looking at it, they said 3 dead. Now they're saying 6 injured, 2 dead. Then they said 4 dead, including the shoot. I don't know. Just let's say there was another school shooting in America and that we will do nothing about it. Senator Ron Johnson, who stated is he sent thoughts and prayers. So I guess check that box off. Move on. Moving on.